Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right.
8:42 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 66 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. You know, it's fall. I'm seeing decorations for Halloween and, you know, Thanksgiving. And I'm seeing mums and all this cool stuff. The weather, it's 66 degrees today. But we still know that when it's fall, you got to do some things. You got to do a little maintenance work around your house. So in studio from, I love this, Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Yeah. Okay. Joining us, Scott Osteen with Ace Hardware. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Scott. Always good to catch up with you. Your Ace Hardware inside the Winthrop Commons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Scott, fall season is here, as Patty mentioned. What do we need to make sure that we have in and around our house to make sure we have a successful fall?
Well, everyone needs to eat, so we like to focus on barbecue.
Oh, I love that
that's
segue.
That's my favorite part of the store.
So, outdoor living.
Outdoor living, that's Woo! Right. And you can't get enough of outdoors these days. So we're expanding our spice department, and we were able to go back to our Ace Hardware show in Orlando and get back with the vendors about a month ago. And so we've got some new stuff coming in, and I was actually at the Charlotte Motor Speedway over the weekend for the Roval and met a guy in a camper next to us where we were, and this guy's into exotic salts, like cooking salts from like Madagascar and the English Channel. They mill these salts from underneath the channel, so he gave me some samples, so I'm going to look into that and really excited about experimenting with some different foods and just using the grill in different ways than usual circumstances.
So what kind of grills do you guys have over there?
The Traegers, the Webers, the Big Green Egg, which is my go-to. But I've been using the like a griddle a lot lately for smash burgers for my kids. My daughter's into chicken stir fry, so I learned to do that one day. You know, out there chopping around like they do with the Japanese steakhouses.
Did you wear the hat?
I did not have a hat, but if I can find
really
one, I might
cool
do it.
Because it's really cool when they flip it and it lands on that hat.
I haven't done the shrimp tails yet, but I might have to do that soon.
Yeah.
Going back to your seasoning, is that something that you all offer now and will be offering more of a detailed line or broaden your palate, so to speak?
Yeah, there's a lot of brands that I can get out of the warehouse.
Oh, okay.
But there's some outside vendors that I have access to, and I can bring those in. And a lot of times customers will come in and say, hey, do you have this brand? Meat Church spices, for instance. A guy came in a few months ago and asked if we had it, and I had not heard of it. And so I looked into it, and Ace was actually getting it in. Now we have it in the store. I've been using it. My brother, who is a fantastic barbecue guru, he uses that brand. I'm going to be at the racetrack this weekend. Use a lot of it. And so we're expanding. That's my favorite department.
Well, we learned on this show that salt and pepper is the lazy man seasoning. So we learned that from our health expert. So broaden your palate and try different seasonings. That's great.
Exactly.
And I love how a lot of these new spices and salts, they all have a story that's all exciting and everything, but it can be a little intimidating. So when you go into Ace Hardware, will there be someone to sort of help us understand why this particular salt or seasoning is so good? How do we use it?
Well, a lot of people that are buying it already kind of know what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we do. When like, for instance, these exotic salts that this guy was talking to me about, there's a learning curve that we would all need to work on that.
And that's what you can't get on, you know, over the internet.
Exactly.
What I love about Ace Hardware is you walk in and you have conversations. In fact, you know, we were talking a little bit before we went on air about staffing. Mm-hmm. And we were really surprised that it seems like everybody has staffing issues right now. I mean, we've even seen some businesses close because they did not have enough staff to open. Apparently, that's not your situation.
No, we've been very fortunate. We have not really run into that situation yet. I think it might be just the employees we have like to help people. They like to fix things, and you really can't do that from home. So,
right.
And it's, you know, they just they want to get out and they just they like to do stuff. They like hands on, you know, personal, you know, touch that we can give a customer and help them fix something. So or sell them something they may or may not know more much about.
And Scott, we're hearing a lot about the supply chain across the whole country, and you all say right now Ace Hardware is doing pretty well.
Yeah, there's every week there's probably a few items that we may not get, but it's such a small quantity. I mean, we have 22,000 SKUs in our store, and we're a mid-sized store. But if you walk through the store today, or when you walk through the store in the next few days, you'll see it's a fully stocked store for the most part.
Yeah. Great.
We're not really missing anything that is noticeable.
Sure. Well, that's good to know.
That's a lot of inventory right there.
It's a lot of inventory. Yes, it is.
Scott, you all also offer at Ace Hardware like screen replacement. And talk a little bit about that. I did not realize that was, one, a service, and two, a service that you all offered. What does that look like, and what do customers need to do?
Well, if you have a torn screen, or you buy an older home and the screens are, you know, worn out, you can bring the screens in, and we can either rewire them if the frames are good, or if something's broken, sometimes the frames might break or they get really old and brittle, and we can build new screens, window screens. And this time of year is when we start really getting busy with it. So if you're thinking about doing it, now is a good time to get ahead of the line, because as the weather's changing, that service of ours really picks up.
And you also do key fobs, similar to what opens and unlocks your car and has the alarm alerts and everything on it. And those can be very pricey, and you all offer that as a service as well.
Yeah, we can do that. I believe we can do up to about 92 or 93% of the cars out there on the road. We just can't do Patty's Rolls Royce. We can't do that kind of car yet.
Patty, until next time. Oh my goodness. Well, this is what you're missing out on if you haven't checked out Ace Hardware, especially right there inside the Winthrop Commons. So if you've got a question, just go to them. Scott, I think you summed up your employees so well. Mm-hmm. They're part of a generation, and they're wired to want to help people. They're hands-on, visual folks that want to make sure that you have what you need. And the best key is when you walk in and they say, what can I help you with, or what are you looking for? And that's always nice to have, because then that starts the conversation. And by the time you leave, you've got some expertise help and the gear that you need.
And you're located right here in the Commons.
Yeah, very
that's
true.
Right.
Winthrop
Commons.
Yeah, right at Winthrop Commons.
Scott Osteen. Scott, as always, sir, thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in. Appreciate it.